This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado researchers have developed a new tool to help break down forever chemicals found in things like cleaning products and nonstick cookware. The device, developed at CSU and CU Boulder, uses LED lights to break down the chemicals. Up until now, there's been no effective way to destroy the substances known as PFAS. They can persist in the environment for thousands of years and cause many adverse health effects. The city of Denver plans to release cohesive development plans for its 78 neighborhoods by 2030. Here's Denverite's Paolo Chalceda.
The effort builds on the city's existing long-term growth projections. The neighborhood plans are a blueprint for future growth and act as guidelines for zoning decisions and construction of amenities. They also help city planners make decisions about future development proposals. Since launching the Neighborhood Planning Initiative in 2017, the city has approved 6 neighborhood plans. 3 more are currently in the drafting phase. I'm Paolo Chalceda, Denverite.
The National Park Service has withdrawn a plan to ban climbing anchors and bolts from wilderness areas. Eric Murdoch is deputy director of the Access Fund, a climbing advocate group based in Boulder. He says he's thrilled about the news.
This win really preserves a lot of Colorado's history in terms of the outdoors.
The announcement from the federal agency comes after more than a year of disputes between climbers and wilderness advocates. Some argued that banning permanent bolts would endanger climbers, while others argue that the bolts have no place on federally protected lands. This is CPR News. And online right now, a look at this week's Christmas forecast across Colorado at cpr.org. It's 4:06.